Time now for StoryCorps. It has been 50 years since New York City's Verrazano Narrows Bridge opened, connecting Brooklyn with Staten Island. It's the longest suspension bridge in the country. In 1964, author Gay Talese published a book about its construction called The Bridge. Here's an excerpt.
When I first moved to New York in the middle 1950s, I often asked myself, who are the high wire walkers wearing boots and hard hats, earning their living by risking their lives in places where falls are often fatal, and where the bridges and skyscrapers are looked upon as sepulchres by the families and the co-workers of the deceased?
Recently, author Gay Talese interviewed Bob Walsh, an iron worker who helped build the Verrazano. His family boasts five generations of iron workers.
My oldest brother, he was in the business. There was a demand for a lot of apprentices, so my brother asked me if I'd like to work on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. I said, sure, why not? You know, it was going to be the biggest bridge in the world at the time.
And you were 18?
Just became 18, yeah.
They are part circus, part gypsy, graceful in the air, restless on the ground. It is as if the wide open road below lacks for them the clear direction of an 8-inch beam stretching across the sky 600 feet above the sea. Some who do welding see flashes at night while they sleep. Most have taken falls and broken a limb or two. All have seen death.
When I was 11 years old, my father had gotten killed in this business.
And you fell one day.
Yes, I would jump from one beam to the other, and they were probably about 5 feet apart. And I didn't make the next beam. And I was fortunate enough that the nets were there. But we lost a fellow out of Local 40, a fellow by the name of McKee. He went through a hole in the catwalk.
And fell about 400 or 500 feet to his death in
the
water.
He did, yeah.
Men watched him fall. Feet first, then his body tilted forward, his shirt blowing off, his bare back, white against the dark sea, and saw him splash hard below. Tell us about your children, please, because two of your sons are iron workers.
They're iron workers. Now, I'll have to say the oldest fella, he got hurt a couple of years ago. A piece of timber came down 11 stories, and it hit him in the head. But he came out of it very well, I'll have to say that. And now he's got three sons that are iron workers as well.
Wouldn't they make more money and take less risks doing something else?
Well, it's probably not in our blood.
They tell their sons the good parts. Adventure and big cars and big money and gambling on rainy weekends when the bridge is slippery, hardly ever describing how men sometimes freeze with fear on high steel and clutch to beams with closed eyes, all of them building something big and permanent, something that can be revisited years later and pointed to. See that bridge over there, son? Well, one day when I was young, I drove 1,200 rivets into that goddamn thing.
That's what I think of when I go over the Verrazano Bridge. I'm just a proud iron worker. I really am.
Bob Walsh, one of the iron workers who built New York City's Verrazano Narrows Bridge, speaking with writer Gay Talese at StoryCorps. You can find their conversation and others at the StoryCorps podcast on iTunes and at NPR.org. Talese's book, The Bridge, was republished this year to mark the Verrazano's 50th anniversary.